Paul, I've sort of followed it, but to me, it's significant in that it's a global tax plan, except as like, how are they going to do that with the politics of the moment?
I like taxes as much as the next person, but a global tax deal the Biden administration helped negotiate has a surprising holdout, Tom, and that would be the United States. Here to tell us more about it is Colin Wilhelm, a senior congressional reporter for Bloomberg Tax. Colin, you know, a 15% global minimum tax, that kind of made some sense to me back when I first heard it. What's the status?
So the status is in limbo right now, basically because of the pare down of this tax and spending deal that the Biden administration has been trying to get through Congress. Senator Joe Manchin has said he doesn't want to vote for any new taxes due to the current state of the economy. And basically that throws a portion of this deal into limbo. There's another portion that was going to be more of a either congressional executive agreement or a treaty ratification. And that part is sort of even further behind.
But Colin, you've got real-world experience at this, particularly with your academics at the U.S. Naval War College. What is the history of America doing global legislation or allied military? I mean, we're uncomfortable with this concept, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there is longstanding suspicion of in the U.S., you know, it's baked into our DNA as a country that we fought a war of independence over raising taxes. And I think there's a bit of suspicion over what the bottom line effect for forcing companies to U.S. companies to pay more in foreign taxes would be.
But it's interesting. I mean, a lot of, you know, it seems like there was some bipartisan support when this was first announced because, you know, you hear a lot of folks saying, how can these big corporations pay, you know, less tax than the average American, you know, paying single digit tax rates. And that's because they're very creative about where they, you know, kind of allocate their earnings around the globe. So what happened to that bipartisan support? Again, I kind of scratch my head. How does this one guy Manchin able to torpedo pretty much everything coming out of Washington?
Well, it, you know, divided Senate, close margins in the House, too. But I think you're right that there's a lot of that the larger companies that would be affected by this. This was originally a conversation around taxing large tech companies more. Companies like Facebook and Google have really lost a lot of their luster in D.C. lately. But I think there's also a bit of a maybe disagreement or friction, especially amongst Senate Republicans with the administration over this issue. They feel like they haven't been looped in. There was also some miscommunication with House Democrats in the administration. Some of the incentives that were baked into the version of Build Back Better that passed last year would have been potentially negatively affected by portions of the tax agreement that was being negotiated by Treasury at this international level. So it kind of looked like the two sides weren't in great communication with each other.
It felt like that right from the beginning, that it was an executive action without any discussion. With the legislature. That's usually, I believe Colin would say, death in Washington.
Yeah. Colin, what's the sense of timing on this? I mean, are we going to get any resolution? Because I think President Biden is looking for any and all type of political wins here. And this, again, at the outset, seemed to have some momentum here. Do we have any sense of timing?
Yeah, it's a really narrow window because it looks like Republicans are going to take back at least one of the houses of Congress in midterm. So, you know, if the House of Representatives is under Republican control, it looks even less likely that this deal would move forward because there'd have to be some domestic tax changes that would go along with it. So it's a very narrow window that the Biden administration has to try to gain any sort of U.S. sign off from Congress in the next few months.
Colin, thank you. Colin Wilhelm with us. Don't be a stranger, please. One of our tax experts and economic experts. Senior congressional reporter for Bloomberg Tax.